cactus tractor on ear to the ground.
All right, so this is St. James Infirmary. It's an old jazz number. I don't think anybody really knows who the original artist was who wrote it, but here it goes.
I went down to old Joe's bar room on the corner by the square. The regular crowd was gathered, and old Joe McKinney was there. He was standing at my shoulder. His eyes were bloodshot red. He turned to the crowd around him. These are the very words he said.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. She was laying on a cold white table, so cold, so white, so fair. Well, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this wild world over, she'll never find another man like me. Oh, when I die, Lord, bury me in my high-top Stetson hat, and put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. God knows I died standing fat. I want six crap shooters for my pallbearers, and a chorus is gonna sing me a song, and put a jazz band on my hearse wagon. Raise hell as we roll along. Roll out your uptight carriage. Roll out your old time bat. And 12 men go to the graveyard. Only 11 of them are coming back. Take another shot of booze, and if anyone should happen to ask me, I've got those St. James Infirmary blues. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this wild world over, she'll never find another man like me. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this wild world over, she'll never find another man like me. She'll never find another man like me. She'll never find another man like me. She'll never find another man like me.
All right, this isn't Noodle Tractor.
This is a song called 20 Years. It's about breaking out of jail and killing your wife. I may have written this song in the bathtub. I write a lot of songs in the bathtub. We Are Champagne Car Wash. This is 20 years. Lay it on me. Sharpening this knife, she's gonna see that I'm still alive. And when the cold wind creeps into my room, I'll be there soon. Looks so lonely by the lake, where she prays the Lord her soul to take. Billy Bly won't see you anymore when I'm at your door. Sweetly and said please, she could always get me on my knees. And when she asked a favor to be done, I'm still alive. Zoom.
This song is called Flood. It is about my North Dakota. 3 years ago, a huge flood came through the town and just was super destructive, taking the whole valley and leaving behind these just decrepit homes. And then when the water finally receded, the heat came up, and so black mold was kind of like growing and like just taking over these homes, and you had to gut the house. And in some ways it was beautiful in the way that like people got together and they helped each other and they got the houses together and they moved their stuff, but at the same time people had to leave their lives on the side of the road and get it picked up by a dump truck. And while this was happening, a year before that the oil had come in and there was this huge oil boom which is still existing in North Dakota. And they raised rents and there wasn't enough housing, and so people lost their homes, and then people couldn't afford to stay in Minot at this time. So it was just this kind of your hometown getting taken over by people who don't want to be there, and also like the destructiveness of nature that leaves you kind of feeling homeless. And that's what this song's about.
Ooh.
full of trash and oil. Left behind a city torn with skeletons of empty homes.
We're listening to you in the studio, and we're listening to you tonight, and people who've seen you live may have a slightly different experience, but our experience is of a lot of space. It's hard to imagine so many musicians making room with so much breathing room, making music with this much breathing room when there are seven of you playing and about 13 instruments among you. Mm-hmm.
I do very little.
That always helps.
That would be a bass player, the bass player gospel, I suppose.
Yeah. Except for when you're jumping off the stage.
But was that part of the concept, or is this just sort of kismet that like-minded musicians just started working together?
Steph, and actually Christy before that, also worked for an organization called the VSA, which used to stand for Very Special Arts. And it was for adult artists who have developmental disabilities. And Steph wrote a bunch of songs with them, and there was an art show where they were going to show something like 30 teapots that they had made. And so it was Steph's idea that she would put together a little group to perform the songs that she'd written with these people. So we put together a show, and then other songs that they liked, we were just hanging out and doing Michael Jackson at the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they liked Michael Jackson. So anyway, we played a couple of Michael Jackson covers, and we played a bunch of the songs that they had written together, and that was basically how the band got together. And Christy, Steph, I, Samuel, Brandon were all at that concert. Monica was there. Tim was there. And Tim also works with the BSA.
I was also there.
Paul, we're doing very little.
I was not in the band.
You were there?
Yes, but I was at the concert.
Wow.
Okay, now
how auspicious.
Okay, so David, I understand that part, but where did the dog and the gun come into the story?
I'm not even Dave from Dave's Dog and His Gun.
It's a terrible
or a gun
story.
Owner.
Actually, it's an ex-boyfriend of mine. We went camping and his name was Dave and he had this dog and he had a gun, which I was not very happy about hearing about at the time, and I made him keep it in the truck. And at one point, we all joined together, and we tried to fit about eight people into a five-person tent. It was extremely uncomfortable, and the only two people who slept were Dave, who snored, and the dog. Hmm. And so that's kind of where we got
the
name. And
not
the gun
me.
Slept I, in the
My
the
dog truck. Does not snore, neither do I.
You're a sad little creature, and it makes me sad to see you always pretending that you're happy and glad to be in the company of all these phoning men. I know it must be kind of hard that I'm not your kind. I even think about it myself sometimes, but there's nothing I can do. I've given everything I've got just to convince you that I'm right for you. You're right for me. And all that you can do is laugh, cause ever since you, I'm always blue, I'm always green. And on your behalf, tell myself it just isn't right. Every girl on the block is equally out of sight. You're the girl next door. What have you got over them? I'm at the bar, I'm out on the town. Try to get out, try to get around. But again and again, in the back of my mind, is the same conversation for the 99th time. I convince you that I'm right for you, and you're right for me. And all that you can do is laugh, cause ever since you, I'm always blue. So by that time I was already too deep. I'm holding on to you and I just can't let go. I'm prying one by one your memories from my mind. I'm trying to make some sense of all the madness since you. It's just too pleasant dreaming of you all the time. How I'd hold you if I only could convince you. Not the girl for me. Long, long ago, long as plain as can be, that was before. It's nonsense to go over me. I got twice your years and only half your smarts. You like bulky guys with simplistic hearts, but it's not a rational thing. A gift of better judgment and a reason, and I try to convince you that I'm right for you, you're right for me. And all that you can do is laugh. That I'm right for you, and you're right for me. And you can go ahead and laugh, cause ever since you, I'm pretty sure that someday you're gonna see that it's in the stars, we could just sit back and relax.
This is a song called Green. it's about a lot of things, but it's featured in our Kickstarter video, which you can watch on kickstarter.com. And it's fun because there's like a flash mob and kids on stilts, and Brandon's a bank robber. And all of our friends are there, so it's great. I'm fun. Except for Paul. Sorry, Paul. He wasn't yet our friend.
Too early in the relationship.
You guys ready?
Darkest day, come and take me away. I am tired and would benefit greatly. Walking slow in the shadow of a mountain below. In the valley, dark green space, a mark on her face. It is wild and growing lately. Somehow save me. The darkest green. Green came and came to stay, and I can't keep giving it away. No, I can't keep giving it away like I am. The desert will eat from my hand. The desert will show. Ship I built too tall, a center thing in the darkness of scene. I should be black, not green at all. Hold on, Father, you're loved by my mind. thousand years sprang out and flew. Thousand years sprang out and flew.
That is Cactus Tractor, recorded live in Studio A by Ethan Stein, assistance by Kevin Kissel, video, yes, video from Jefferson White.